Greetings, everyone. This is T. Naomi, your dating and relationship coach specializing in life and relationship wholeness. Here to bring you this week's topic, which is 8 characteristics to look for in a potential husband, part 2. As you may know, we began this topic last week and covered 8 characteristics. The podcast was really, really successful. I received many downloads. I thank you all for downloading and sharing. This just says to me that this is a subject that people really want to know more about. So if you didn't hear the podcast last week, I invite you to go to my podcast at thefivestarman.com and listen to part 1. This week, we're going to cover the remaining characteristics, which, as we previously discussed, the characteristics are broken down into 2 categories, which are natural characteristics and learned characteristics. What are learned characteristics? Learned characteristics, for the most part, come by way of instruction, experience, and maturity. Therefore, to acquire these characteristics, you would have learned them from parents, teachers, and other instructors, and by simply living life and experiencing its ups and downs, which serve to help us mature. Again, these characteristics do not imply that a person is perfect, because no one is. There'll be 13 learned characteristics in all. The first of these are, is he a leader? You say, why does this matter? Why should he be a leader? A leader commands authority and therefore is often admired and respected. A leader is one who has a sense of direction, and because he's a leader, he has no problem with making decisions and carrying them out. While it's important that a man have leadership qualities, he should also be one who is able to follow. Number 2, is he consistent? There's nothing more nerve-wracking than a person who can't be consistent. If they're not consistent, there's no way they can be depended upon. You can't make plans with someone who is up and down, in and out, back and forth. It's just too much. You need consistency. Number 3, is he attentive? Have you ever met someone who just can't take their eyes off you? Someone who makes sure they make physical contact in some way, whether it's holding your hand, putting their arm around your waist, or just stroking your hair. This is the kind of person that is consumed by your very essence and truly enjoys being around you and just stays tuned in. Then there's the opposite of this. Hopefully you haven't experienced it, but we all know they're out there. The ones that are pretty much always there, but not there. You get the picture. And I guess there are the in-between type 2. Not fully attentive, but at the same time, you don't really feel ignored. Reliable. Number 4 is reliable. Does he do what he says he will do? Or does he make promises he doesn't keep? When a person is reliable, they're showing that they're authentic and well-grounded. Number 5, respectful. What can you actually do with a man who is disrespectful? How can you possibly enjoy him? I've seen cases where the person puts on their best behavior in public with people who don't know them. But when they get home, it's a completely different story. Your decisions must be based on how you are personally treated. Moreover, you must see this as a character flaw. Number 6, is he a friend? It's possible to like someone, even love them, and not be able to enjoy them as a friend. Some people simply aren't friend material. The Bible says that if you want to have friends, you must be a friend. Some people simply can't be a friend, and your love can't turn them into one. Number 7, is he proud? I'm not talking about proud in a boastful way. I'm talking about the kind of pride that brings a deep feeling of pleasure and satisfaction through accomplishments and achievements. You need to have someone who is proud in this sense, because the opposite of this is someone who may have a tendency to feel down on himself and not want to move forward. Number 8, is he generous? Everyone loves a generous person. Someone who just wants to show their appreciation and put a smile on your face. This show of generosity can be demonstrated in many ways, not just financial. Number 9, is he encouraging? It helps to know that a person is for you and desires to see you accomplish your goals. Not everyone is encouraging, and when a person isn't encouraging, it can impede your progress and even discourage you from doing the things you love. Number 10, is he fair? In other words, is he playing by the rules, or is he trying to achieve an unjust advantage? Can he be reasoned with? Sometimes situations arise and you try to reach an agreeable solution. However, this is difficult to do when you're dealing with someone who can't see the unfairness of their thinking. Number 11, is he patient? The word patient, by Webster's definition, is the capacity to accept or tolerate, delay trouble or suffering without getting angry or upset. Just by the definition, we can see how important this one is. Number 12, is he humble? Humility goes a long way in a relationship. When you're humble, you can apologize even if you're right. When we exercise humility, we allow a person to see themselves. And the last one is number 13, is he considerate? I guess we're all guilty of doing things to others that didn't show them that we were concerned about their feelings. When this happens, we should be able to acknowledge our wrong and correct the situation. This, however, is a problem when it's a common practice. The only thing you can do when you feel a person isn't being considerate toward you is let them be aware of it. If you don't, it's only going to fester and lead to resentment. Well, there they are, all 13 of them, which combined with the first 8 are 21 characteristics total. I hope this was helpful to you. And as I say, if you missed out on the first 8, please go over to my website, thefivestarman.com, and click on my podcast page. Also, I encourage you to share these podcasts because there are ladies in need out there. Also, I would very much appreciate it. Until next time, be encouraged.